Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has been sidelined recently by injury and surgery. But at Faneuil Hall last night, he quite literally cast his crutches aside when he delivered his 18th address on the state of the city. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, Menino struck an upbeat note.
It was the wrong city, but the right image. As battered as a heavyweight in the 15th round, the mayor came with one knee newly operated on, another newly injured, and an elbow recovering from surgery. In the hall, voices wondered whether the injured 68-year-old into his fifth term may be hanging up his gloves. In a grand gesture to any would-be challengers, the mayor tossed his crutches aside. If it wasn't quite the stuff of Franklin Roosevelt, it was game nonetheless. He turned to his Eleanor, Angela Menino.
If things don't work out, you might become a nurse. I don't know.
In his state of the city, he was declaring a state of emergency, if only for the snow. Against what looks like the bleak midwinter of financial crisis, he declared,
"Even with the challenges behind us, the big ones that remain to tackle, I am relentlessly optimistic about 2011.
Menino was standing and exceeding expectations. And even his speech was almost free of the normal slush and sliding of syntax and phonetics. He's the only mayor most people have ever known here. And they trust him, says former city councilor Mike McCormick.
They know they're not going to have a New York moment where the mayor's apologizing for a snowstorm that I wasn't paying attention to or trash.
The mayor talked about creating jobs through energy efficiency programs and increasing the scope and use of community health centers and turning around underperforming schools. He then came to the central issue and what might be an inevitable fight with the unions.
Let me address one final disparity. The difference between what we pay for city employees' health care costs and what we can afford.
He said Boston taxpayers pay 82% of health care costs for most city employees, while the state pays just 67% for new employees, a rate at which Boston, he said, could save $1 million a month.
This economy is tough enough for our neighbors to cover their own health care costs. We should not ask them to cover the vast majority of ours.
Applause for the idea did not resound from members of the city council. Steve Murphy is the new council president.
I understand the problem. I'm trying to figure out the best way to solve it. We don't always agree on every issue, but I do think that, you know, he's acknowledged it is the issue of our day right now, and we all kind of concur with that.
John Zuccaro doesn't concur at all. He's president of one of the city employees' unions.
You're talking about cost shifting when we've already done our part to date and we're willing to do more. Necessitates a meeting. Sit down with us.
Councillor Felix Arroyo also had reservations.
My side is to say we should put everybody in the room. As to whether or not something has to give on health care costs, I agree with him. Something has to give.
After his speech and saying he wants to be mayor for another 10 years, Menino was vowing to fight.
I think there's going to be some confrontation with some of the councillors. Because they're not going to understand that this is good for the taxpayers of Boston.
Calling this one of Menino's greatest speeches, Mike McCormick, the former city councilor, applauded the mayor's stance.
But health care, delivering of health care for city employees, defined pension plans, they're going to bankrupt many cities that don't deal with them, and it sounds like the mayor's prepared to deal with it, starting now.
The crowd stood often and applauded often. The mayor said he was energized, felt great, even as the oft-called urban mechanic talked about having 500 pieces of equipment out on the streets first thing to get to work on the snow. He was back in charge, and watch out.
God bless our great city and all of our residents. Thank you and good evening, and get your cars off the street and curve you at 9 o'clock.
For WBUR, I'm David Boyer.